flaws. Noah did everything exactly as God commanded him. Noah had a good response.
Yeah.
God came to him, told him that he was upset, going to destroy the world. It says, but Noah found favor with God. I find that interesting, you know. He said he was going to destroy everything and everyone, but it also tells us that Noah had a great relationship with God. And so, you know, I don't think that God had forgotten about Noah, but God's first statement was, he was sorry that he made men, he was just going to get rid of them all, but somewhere or another, Noah found favor with God. So maybe Noah raised his hand and said, Lord, you yourself have said that I'm the only righteous one on the earth. Would it be fair for you to destroy me too? I don't know. He found favor with God, and God said, okay, I'll spare you. Here's what you got to do. You got to build a boat. You know, it was no small assignment that he gave him in order to be spared. How many of us, if we were given that size of an assignment in order to accomplish what we were asking God to do, would say, never mind. My track is getting ready to start. Rachel's been shopping online for running shoes. I said, I'm going to see you run first. Well, I did run. I said, no, I'm going to see you run a lot more than you've run so far before I invest in a pair of shoes. In other words, you're going to have to prove to me that you need those shoes, because as far as you've run so far, you could run barefooted, okay? Now, if she wants the shoes, then she will run. Or she could just say, that's too much, I'm not going to do it. Well, Noah did everything God told him to do. He didn't say that's too much. Okay? Sometimes I think that we're guilty of, okay, I believe you, God, let's do this, God, and then we say, but that's too much. This is just too much. And so, God's going to take us through different parts of the Bible looking at responses, and we're going to learn from those responses. And the bottom line of all these responses is that they will strengthen us in the kingdom of God, and God will be glorified, and be glorified among the nations, and that his glory will be seen all over the earth. That's the whole purpose of this. That's the purpose of him healing you. That's the purpose of him saving you. That's the purpose of him prospering you. That's the purpose of him doing everything. Is that he be glorified, that he be magnified, that he can be and will be magnified in everything if we keep the proper focus on it, if we make the right response. The response to his word and what he wants. You know, our response to him, if he says, you know, I'm going to put a wheelbarrow of money in front of your front door, our response could be yes. And then he said, and when you get that wheelbarrow, I want you to wheel it down to your neighbors and leave it sit in front of their house. Wait. I'm the one that needed this, Lord. Well, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you as long as I know that you're going to wheel it down to the other place. What's going to be our response then? Is our response going to be, praise God, if it will bring glory to you? What a joy it would be just to be able to wheel that down the street and everybody see me wheeling it down the street and saying, wow, look what God has done, and I'm going to just pass it on because God has just passed on. Is our response going to be, if it's not going to do me any good, why should I bother? You know something? Noah did everything as God told him, and Noah had no guarantee that that boat was going to hold up, except for that if God had him build it, it was going to hold up. And if Noah had one little bit of us in him, and he was all man, there's a very good possibility that sometime during the time that he was building that thing, and we'll put up with everything, that he, once in a while, mentioned to God, you know, God, you could just pick us up in the palm of your hand. Get the floatable with us, set us back down in a good place. He didn't have the Psalms to read that said, the Lord has sent me in a large place. He just did everything that God told him to. And so that was Noah's response. Well, I had the opportunity to have a Roger's response then this week. Because as I was reading and seeking the Lord, and wasn't really seeking the Lord for anything for today, but just seeking the Lord once again took me back to Acts the 14th chapter. I've been in Acts the 14th chapter so many times, and of course my initial response, being unfortunately as human as I am, was, Lord, I've been there. What in the world does this have to do with anything? But I quickly recovered and said, I think there must be something good there for me, Lord. And I was looking for something good for me. Because in my mind, if you're going to look at responses through the Bible and you just got done with Noah, you don't jump to Acts.